Is there reasonable doubt as to Steve Harmon's guilt? I think the doubt was established when Larell Henry did not identify Steve as being in the store. It was reinforced with every witness the state brought to the stand. It's up to you, the jury, to find guilt where there is guilt. It is also up to you to acquit when guilt has not been proven. There is no question in my mind that in this case, as regards Steve Harmon, guilt has not been proven. I am asking you, on behalf of Steve Harmon and in the name of justice, to closely consider all of the evidence that you have heard during this last week. If you do, I'm sure you'll return a verdict of not guilty, and that will be the right thing to do. Thank you. Medium shot. Petroselli from point of view of jury. Behind her, we see the prosecutor's table and the two defense tables. We see the two defense lawyers watching intently. Neither Steve nor King is directly facing the camera.
Did O'Brien do a good job? I think she was pretty convincing. She was very calm and factual, and she made her point clearly, that no witness directly linked Steve to the crime. Let's continue reading where we left off. We're about to hear the closing statements of the prosecutor, Ms. Petroselli. Go to the very top of page 254.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 6 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 254.